Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Monday, November 27th, Road Maintenance. Luke 1:17, "And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." It's always intrigued me that John the Baptist was commissioned to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. Ready, prepared, aren't those the same thing? We might use the two terms interchangeably. So what does it mean to make people ready if they're already prepared? When John launched into this calling as the forerunner of the Christ, it was only a short time before Jesus' own public ministry would begin as well. By then, the people of Israel were indeed prepared for the Messiah to come on their own terms. They were prepared for a Messiah who would lead them out from under Rome's rule and restore the once great nation to its former glory. John reveals how the people wanted to force Jesus, the miracle-working teacher from Nazareth, to become their king in John 6, verses 14 and 15. But Jesus had not come to reign as a political Messiah. He'd come to die as a propitiation for the sins of man. And for that, they were simply not ready. Perhaps nowhere is it more obvious that the people were prepared, but not ready, than in the great chasm that opened near the end of Jesus' public ministry, between what we know as Palm Sunday and Good Friday. As our Savior entered Jerusalem, the anxiously excited and prepared people greeted him with honor, palm branches, and their politically charged shouts, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel!" John 12:13. But when he walked the path of the suffering servant, the path laid out for him from before the foundation of the world, well, Jerusalem's welcome only days later turned instead to shouts of rejection. "Crucify him!" They were prepared for a Messiah, but they weren't ready for the Messiah. The Greek term translated "make ready" harkens back to an ancient Oriental custom, wherein servants would be sent ahead of a traveling king to literally prepare the path he would take. These servants laboriously leveled the very roads upon which their king would soon journey, so that his path would be unobstructed and efficient. As Gabriel announced to Zechariah, this would be his unexpected son's calling. John the Baptist would indeed minister to those focused on their own misguided hopes and expectations for the Messiah. He leveled the road Jesus would travel as he made people ready to receive him, not as a political rescuer, but as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Like John the Baptist, we who know and follow Christ are called to help make the road passable for our King. Even at Christmas, we can help make people ready for the Lord as we engage them in authentic gospel conversations. We level the road and remove obstructions when we talk plainly and honestly about sin, its consequences, the brokenness in our world, and the only hope for redemption. Not a Messiah of our own making, but the Messiah, the one and only Savior, our coming King. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/Advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.